This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is almost ready to accept unemployment applications from independent contractors, gig workers, and self-employed people for the first time under a new federal law. State Labor Department spokeswoman Cher Roybal-Havend.
We wanted to make sure we could both accept and process in the system, and that's where we hope to be. More news to come on that tomorrow or the day after, and we hope to have some movement pretty quickly within the next several days.
Officials also expect to start distributing the extra $600 a week federal benefit to unemployed workers. CDOT says lost revenue from the pandemic could mean big delays on some road projects. The agency expects to lose roughly $250 million over the next 4 years. Shoshana Liu is CDOT's executive director.
It's not rocket science that with people staying at home and not driving, you know, there's a big hit to gas tax revenue. You know, our toll revenue is way down. Like other states, you know, we're just seeing every source of anticipated state revenue tighten right now.
Potential casualties include part of the I-25 expansion project north of Denver. Broncos linebacker Von Miller has tested positive for COVID-19 and is resting at home. The former Super Bowl MVP has asthma, but he's 31 and unlikely to be considered at high risk for long-term problems as a result of the new coronavirus. 26 degrees with more snow moving into Metro Denver. It's 40 and overcast in Pueblo. This is CPR News.